Okay, today's stuff is your Tet. I'm going to do a bit of a review. I'm just going to, our shiur for this week right now is dedicated to Fuash Lema Abnetan Elilam Ben Shana Tzipora. Continue to pray for his good health. Okay, so we now have, just to review some of the stuff from yesterday, there was a sort of through a machloka, we'll see a little better today. Tanakama said in the Mishnah, there was a machloka in the Mishnah, Tanakama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then we saw a brighter where we added a third opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antuginus. So Tanakama said, you can follow on the sheet. Hashoche mitoch hataba b'shiyer b'maloha chut al pnei kula shchitato k'shera. So if you shecht, okay, you have to understand the anatomy a little bit. There's pictures that can help. If you look in the back of the Marot HaFayomi, for example, or whatever Gemara, hopefully you have with Perushim, hopefully has pictures. There's the kane, okay, it's the windpipe, and then in between the kane and this piece that they call the kova, there's this thing called the tabat hagdola. Okay, it's a round ring that goes around the whole thing. It's called the tabat hagdola. Okay, first of all, it's round. And as opposed to on the kane itself, there's these small rings that don't go all the way around. So the big ring does go all the way around, makes a full circle. Then coming out of that is sort of toward into, you know, closer to the mouth of the animal is this thing called the kova, because it looks like a hat and it kind of, gets a little smaller at the top. Today we're going to talk about the shipua hakova, which is where it starts to get narrower, okay, where it's wide, like the shape of the tabat in the beginning, and then it kind of gets narrower as it goes up. There's two tips at the point of the kova, which Rish Lakish mentioned yesterday. We'll mention that for a minute. And then there's something called the chite, which are these cartilage pieces coming out, which go from the tabat hagdola all the way kind of outside, closer toward the throat, okay? And the edge of them, you know, they come all the way out. So when we talk about shir b'chute, it means that you leave there two of them, okay? They look kind of like chitim, like a grain of chita, if you look at them. Well, that's at least what some people say why they're called chite. So they kind of extend from the tabat hagdola, or almost maybe even into the kane, or at least from the tabat hagdola, all the way out past the kova. So because of that, when we say shir b'chite, it means that you leave some of that. If you cut above the tabat hagdola, there'll still be some chite there. So the whole question is where exactly you're supposed to be shechting. So, you know, you can shecht anywhere on the kaneh. You can even shecht on the tabat hagdola. And then the question is, can you even shecht where the kova is? Okay, so the first machloka was in the Mishnah, which Tanakama said, if you're shochet mitoch ha-tabat, which means the tabat hagdola, and shi'er ba-malo achud al-pnei kula shchitato k'shera. So if you have, what they basically mean to say is, if you shecht where the tabat is, and you leave a little bit of the tabat attached to the kaneh, that's, as long as there's a little bit of the tabat there, that's fine. Okay, you can, one second. So you shech basically anywhere where you leave a little bit of the tabat attached to the kaneh, that's a good shechita. Okay, then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda added that you can do melei achut al pnei ruba. You can, since you only need rov of the siman, you can cut the majority. Can kind of cut the majority within the tabat and just leave a little bit, that's okay. If it's a little bit attached on the side, that's okay, because that's rov of the siman is cut. And then Rabbi Chanina ben Tikinu said, mugremet is kshera. Now mugremet, what's mugremet? So the assumption is when Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was saying, malei achud al pnei ruba, if you get up into the area where you're not supposed to shecht, toward the kova, again, depending on which opinion you hold by where exactly that upper point is, if your knife moves into that area, it's going to be pasul. The question is going to be, at what point in the shechita does it move, and all that, so we'll get to that. And he says, mugremet is kshera, which we'll have to understand exactly what he means. Okay? Then at the end of yesterday's stuff, it came out, I organized it based on a very good footnote in the Schottenstein, organized it very well, I'll give credit where credit is due. They organized basically four basic opinions about these what the options for psika are in terms of where one can shecht. So one was Rish Lakish, who basically said that the entire kova is kasher. You can even go to the two tips at the very edge of the kova. You could shecht even there and you're fine. Rabbi Yochanan attacked him and said, right, how could you possibly say that? He said something like gisa, which there were different interpretations, either gas, you're crass that you said this, or my brother-in-law, how could you possibly say such a thing? And Rav Papa in the name of Rava, and Rav Chia Bereid Rav Avia, and Mar Zutra all said, from the shipoy of the kova and above. Okay, not the whole kova, but only where the kova is still wide, right there before it starts getting narrower. Rav Papi, in the name of Rava, according to the first Perush, there was a whole machloket, is it pagav minagavim or just pagav alonaga about the chiti, which he said is no good, this pagav inaga. So according to the first interpretation, where it's pagav inaga, where you actually cut the chite, is a trefa, and marvar of ashi, all of them say that only under the chite is allowed, which means more near the tabara gdola. And Rav Papi, in the name of Rav, according to the Pirush Hasheni, pagav alonaga is trefa, would say even under the chite is psula, meaning, the first one is, it could still be above the tabara gdola, and this one is only in the tabara gdola as a kshera, but anywhere above that would not be kshera. Okay, so now we're going to go on in the Gemara and see what they paskin like. So starting from the top of your tet, yeah.
Is this page really just Yud Chet?
That was all Yud Chet, okay? That was some review of Yud Chet.
Thank you.
Right, I wrote Yud Chet, but that right, because it's for today, but it's review of yesterday's stuff. So now we're going to say, Hilchata mishipoi kova ulamata kshera. Okay, we actually paskin that you can actually do it higher up, okay? From the shipoi of the kova, you can do the shrita, it's kshera. V'hainu d'shir b'chite, as long as you leave some of the chite, right, which we said anyway, goes all the way through there, so it's fine. Rav Nachman achshir mishipoy kova ulamata, he also permitted it from the shipoy kova ulamata. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rav Katina le Rav Nachman, kiman, lo kirabanan v'lo k'rabi Yosi b'rabi Yehuda. Now we have to connect the two things that I mentioned earlier. Because according to the machlok of Tanakam Rabbi Yosi b'rabi Yehuda, it sounded like you could only shecht in the Tabad HaGdolah. Okay? And therefore, it would seem, well, we'll see, but we'll talk about their machloket exactly. So how could you possibly say that it's from Shipoya Kovu Lamata? So, right, because both of them said either the Tabad HaGdolah, and then, I forgot to mention, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is also talking about, the machloket between them is, what if you cut, there's also an issue, the Taba'ot that don't go all around the whole way, if you cut the majority of one of those, is that considered rove or not? Can we use that? Can you even shecht on the taba'ot? Okay, there's a whole thing that maybe you can only shecht by the windpipe, but not in the area where there's this cartilage that goes part of the way around. Okay, that's also an issue. So anyway, it says, the fact that you're saying you could do it from shipoy akova ulamata doesn't seem to match not Rabbanan and loka Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So amalei. And here's a really interesting line. He says, "Lo chilik yadana, v'lo bilik yadana." I don't know Ploni. I don't know Almoni. Okay, there's different interpretations. Rashi tries to say chilik and bilik somehow mean their verbs and they mean their names. But really, it sounds like, and this is used in other places in the Gemara. I don't know him, and I don't know these two Tanaitic opinions you're mentioning. Ana shmata yadana. I know what I learned from the Amoraim. In other words, you're quoting me Tanaim. It's very interesting, right? We always hold the Tanaim in high regard, and he's saying, I don't know what Tanaitic opinions you're talking about, but I learned from the Amoraim. Da amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan, va amar le amar Rabbi Abba bar Zav, da amar Rabbi Chanina, va amar le amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, amar Rabbi Yishob ben Levi. Okay, either it was said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, it was said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishipoy Kova Ulamata Kshera. Okay? So he says, that's what I hold by. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mugremet Rabbanan Kshera, L'Rabbi Yosib Rabbi Yehuda. U'd Rabbi Yosib Rabbi Yehuda Kshera L'Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So now comes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and he says, the Mugremet of the rabbis, okay, what they call Mugremet, because remember, what does Mugremet mean? It means you started in one place, but then you moved, and you moved to the wrong place. So what the Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakhama, would call Mugremet, is okay to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because remember, they said you have to do it al pnei kula, meaning you have to shech straight across the line you're in, okay, in this Tabad HaGdolah, and you can't go above that. Okay? Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, as long as you did rove of the Tabad HaGdolah and then you went up, that's going to be okay. So there, what they call Mugremet is Kasher le Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Uda Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and what they call Mugremet is going to be Ksheira le Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, because he said Mugremet is Ksheira. He has the more Meikel opinion, which we're going to see exactly what. So now we're going to say Pshita. That's totally obvious. We already knew that there was this hierarchy, you know, or difference of opinion between them. We already knew that. So why do you need to tell us that? So now the answer, Ma'u detema Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus ad Rabbanan kai. Kama Shmalan. You might have thought that Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus was coming to say that he disagrees with Tana Kama, because if you notice, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus didn't come up in the Mishnah. He came up right in the Mishnah. There were these two opinions, and he came up in the Braita. Okay, let me just go back to the Braita for a minute. In the Braita, it says, right, it's at the top of Yulchet Amubet. It says, Hashochet, at the very top, Hashochet b'shar taba'ot, right, this is where the other taba'ot come into play. If you shech the other taba'ot, not the tabara gdola, af al pi she'em mekifot et kol ha'kaneh, ho'ilu mekifot et rov ha'kaneh, shchitato k'shera. Even though they don't cover the whole thing, it's okay. But mugremet psula, which sounds like if you go into, in other words, if you started in one of the taba'ot haktanot, wait one second, right, the first one is basically saying, let me just go back to the, these are two different things. Hashchei b'shar taba'ot af al pi she'em mekifot et kol ha'kaneh, ho'ilu mekifot et rov ha'kaneh, shchitato k'shera, which is rubo kekulo, okay, which we'll see, is that only according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, or also maybe Chachamim. And then it says, umugremet psula, which means if you shechted rov of the kaneh in the tabara gdola, and then you went up, shchitato is psula, which we assume, now, that's the way we learned, that's the way they learned it when they learned it there, which is, that means mugremet of Rabbanan, okay? Meaning, right, you did rov, and then you went up. So they don't hold rubo kekulo, so therefore that's no good. And then you went up into the wrong place, it's a problem. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says it's okay. So the question is he only, when we say mugremek shera, and then Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says it's okay, does he say only, I disagree with Chachamim, but I don't disagree with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, or do I even disagree with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? And that's what they're telling you here. When it says mugremet, it doesn't say mugremet according to who. So what they're saying now is mugremet according to even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus would say it's okay. So that's what it's saying. Now, Detemi, you might have thought Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus adrabanan kai, was referring to Shitat Rabbanan about mugremet. Kamash malan, that it's not. Ve'ema hachanami, but then they say, well, maybe he is just referring to chachamim. It does sound like the pshat there, mugremek shera psula, could just be basic shita chachamim and not that. So they say, imken he'id aleha mebahele. It should have said, he'id aleha. And the fact that it says, he'id stam, it means he's coming to disagree with all that came before him. Behilchata ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, dekai Rav Nachman kavate. Okay, and then we say that the halacha is actually like him, that he basically says that even if you cut it, what he's basically saying is, mugremet is kshera, he's saying you can cut it above the tabar hagdola, okay? Which basically matches the opinion of all the people who said from the kova, right, where the shipua of the kova is okay, right? From the, basically, right, not above the shipua, but below the shipua. That's all okay. That seems to go like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, okay, who has the more mekel opinion, who says that that's okay. And how do we know the hilchatak Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus? Dekai Rav Nachman chavate, because Rav Nachman, who said mishipoya kova ulamata, is matching that opinion. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi. Now we're going to talk about the machloket, Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Machloket b'sheshachat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. So now we're assuming the machloket is in the case where you cut two-thirds of the way around. Okay, I think they're just using two-thirds as majority. Okay, even though, right, we would say majority 51%. Okay, they spoke like shnei shlish. You cut two-thirds of the way around v'higrim shlish. So remember, what did Rabbanan say? It has to be al pnei kula. So that's no good because you moved off the area. You didn't go all the way around. D'Rabbanan savre kula shchita b'ina b'tabar hagdola. Okay, they said all of shchita has to happen in the tabar hagdola. By the way, or in the kaneh, right? But it can't go anywhere. Again, I don't know what you say, above or below, but outside of that area. Depends, right, where you're looking from. Okay, so now they're assuming that that's what he says, right? Kula shchita b'ina b'tabar hagdola. V'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda savar rubo kikulo. Okay, if you did, as long as you did two-thirds, rubo kikulo. Now, rubo kikulo is a principle we know in halacha in general. You can say once you do the majority, it's as if you did the whole thing. So we're going to struggle a little bit with halacha chachamim not hold rubo kikulo. Aval, but in the case where higrim shlish, if you started out in the wrong place, Okay, you start out in the place where you're not allowed to shecht. And then, shachat shnei shlish, then you did two-thirds, divrei hakol psula. Okay, everyone's going to agree in this case, even though you did more than half of the shechita was in the right place, since you started from the wrong place, what's the problem here? Dechinavka chiyuta bi'inam ruba b'shechita v'leika. When do you need the rov to have happened? When you take the life out of the animal. The assumption is once you get halfway through, you've already taken the life out of the animal. And in this case, you don't have rov b'shechita because the first third was all done in the wrong place. Okay, so that's the first way of understanding the machloka between them. Amar le Rav Chista, adraba, le mamar ifcha. You should say dafka the opposite. Machloket kishehigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. The machloket is dafka in the case where you said everyone agrees it's pasul. I think in that case, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say it's okay, and Chachamim would disagree. Why? To Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda savar, midi dehave achatzi kane pagum. Okay? He's going to say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is no different from a chatzi kane pagum. Now, we didn't see this case yet. We're going to see it later in the Gemara, but what is this? If you get there to the shechita and you realize that somehow it was cut, like they claim maybe a kotz, thorn, somehow cut through, and the first half of the kane was pagum, as if you do just a little bit more, you basically cut half of the siman. So why should there be any difference whether you started your shechita in the wrong place and then as long as since one third was done problematically, but when you got to the half point, you ended the life of the animal while you were in the right place, so that should be okay, just like a chatzif kane pagum. Now chatzif kane pagum, there's no machloket about. So now we're going to have to figure out if this is like a chatzif kane pagum, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Again, this is the way Rav Chista understands it. Why wouldn't Rabbanan think that? So Rabbanan, hata makom shechita. Hacha lav makom shechita. Okay, Rabbanan would say, this is not like a chatzi kane pagum, because a chatzi kane pagum, it was already cut in the place where it's supposed to be shechted. Whereas higrim shlish, you're coming in from the wrong place. So if you're in the wrong place and then continue and do the half point in the right place, that's not going to help you very much because you didn't do... The shechita is not done in the proper location. You haven't done rov in the proper location. Whereas in the chatzi kane pagum, it's cut in exactly the right place. It's just you didn't cut it. So as long as you do that half point mark, you're okay. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav Chista, would say this is the same. And Rabbanan would say this is different. Aval, but which case do they both agree with? Now in the last case we said, right, they would both agree in this case that it was pasul. Here we're now saying in this case there's a machloket. But which case would they both agree? Shachat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish, if you cut two-thirds of the way and then you went into the wrong place, divrei hakol k'shera. Now all of a sudden, I said, we're going to have to deal with how do Rabbanan not hold rubo kikulo. So according to Rav Chista's interpretation, they do hold rubo kikulo. Okay? What they really meant was a different case, right? The case that they were referring to was higrim shlish and then your shachat shnei shlish. Okay, where you started off bad, but if you started off good and you did the majority in the right way, then we'd say rubo kikulo. So divrei hakol k'shera, how do we know this? Dahatnan rubo shelachad kamohu. Okay, we say in a different place that the rov of one of the simanim, right? We know this, we learned this before, that rov of a siman is enough. So here you'd have to say the chachamim agree that rubo shelachad mehem, right, works. So therefore, this would be a case of rov. Even if he grimed at the end. In other words, obviously, what's the other way to interpret this? Rubo means you did rove of the simam, but you didn't go into the wrong place after. Okay, this is saying we can ignore the fact that you went to the wrong place after. As long as you did rubo kikulo, you're fine. So it all depends on the order of hagrama, according to Rav Chista. Did you do the hagrama in the beginning, or did you do it after? Amalei Rav Yosef. Ma ne'malan dahu ruba dahatam lav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanela. Dilma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, katanela. So Rabbi Yosef says, who's to say that? So when we say Rubo Shalacha Mehem Kamohu, maybe, and as he's saying, what did you assume? Rubo Shalacha Kamohu is everybody. And therefore, you have to explain the Chachamim. That's what Rav Chisda said. You have to explain the Chachamim also agree Rubo, and they only said it in the case where you started with Hagrama. But if you ended with Hagrama, it should be fine, based on Rubo Shalachad Kamo. So Rav Yosef says, who's to say that that Rav, Dahatam Lav Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Katanila? Maybe, right? Dilma Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Katanila. Why did you assume that Rubo Shalachad Kamo is everybody's Shita? Maybe it's only Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda's Shita. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye has a great retort to Rav Yosef. Atu ko Rubi da Alma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Katanilu. Rove is not just Rove and Rove Simani. Rove is a cloud we have across the board. We learned it a few years ago, right? About where do we learn the source for Rove? It's everywhere. So what you're going to say every time it says Rove, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, don't hold by that. So Amalei, Ana Rubi de Shchita Ka'amina, de Shamina Lehu de Plige. He says, no, I don't think all Roves are only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I'm talking about within the world of Shchita, we can make a distinction, and that's because we have this Mishnah that says that the Chachamim don't hold Rubo Kekulo, so maybe they just don't hold Rubo Kekulo B'Shchita, even though they hold it in other places, and therefore maybe that source about Rove, Rubo Shalachad Kamohu is only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So they have a machloket about this. Lishna Achrina. Now we're going to see the entire thing. And again, okay, a different version. And the only thing we're going to change is the people who are asking the questions, okay? So, and who say the statements. So Lishna Achrina. Amre la Amarav Huna Amarav Asi. Machloke kishigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, midid havi achatzi kane pagum. Rabbanan, hata makom shchita, hachalav makom shchita. Remember, this is, right, the machloke it is. It's good review. Okay? It's just a matter that Rav Huna said it in the name of Rav Asi instead of, one second. Yeah, this is the same so far, actually. Okay, Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Asi, it starts out the same. I wanted to chart this out, but I didn't have time to show all the people and who says what. Okay, so that the machloket is when you start off wrong and then do shnei shlish. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is just like a chatzi kane pagum. And Rabbanan say, no, that happened in the place of shchita, and here you started in the wrong place, and that's why it doesn't work. Aval shachat shnei shlish vihigrim shlish, divrei halkol ksheira, dahatnam rubo shalachad kamohu. Right? Everyone would agree, based on rubo shalachad kamohu. Remember, that was the first way we saw it. The even chachamim agree, rubo kekulo, that if you were shochet shnei shlish, and then you went into the wrong place, everyone would agree it's kasher. And then, matkifla, here comes the change, matkifla Rav Chisda, one second. Right, so Amalei Rav Chisda man lema. So now instead of Rav Chisda saying Adraba lema mar ifcha, he says man lema lada hu ruba dehatav lav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanela. That's why are you assuming that Rubo shalachamehem is only Rabbi is not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanela. So Amalei Rav Yosef. Atu ko rube da alma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda katanilu. Right? In other words, now it's Rav Yosef instead of Abaye saying, Atu ko rube da alma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda katanilu. Okay? And then Amarle, so then Rav Chisda answers him, and it's not a discussion between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Ana rube de shchita kamina, de shemina luhu de plige. So it's really just the end part about Abaye and Rav Yosef. Okay. Higrim shlish v'shachat okay, now we have a different case. Till now we talked about higrim shlish and then shachat shnei shlish, right? You started off wrong and then you cut the rest right. Okay, so then debate whether right whether they agree, disagree about that case. And then we had you shachat shnei shlish and higrim shlish. What if you did something more complicated? Higrim shlish v'shachat shlish v'higrim shlish. You started off, okay, now what's going to be the big issue here? You started off wrong. You did the second shlish correctly. Now, when did we say the moment of death is when your motzi chayim is dafk at the midpoint. At the midpoint, you were doing the proper shchita. And then you again went in higrim shlish. But what's the problem? You don't have rov of a kosher shchita. So on the one hand, you did it at the moment, at the right moment. You did the proper shchita. But you don't have a rov of, so what do we go by? That's going to be the machloket here. So Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Kshera, because he's going to go by the moment of Yitziyat HaChayim, okay? When you took the life out, you were in the right place. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, so notice, okay, pay close attention. Rav Huna speaks in the name of Rav, and Rav Yehuda speaks in the name of Rav. They both claim this is what Rav said. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Trefa. He says, this is no good because, okay, we're going to see exactly why inside, but you can already figure it out. So Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kshera, Ki Nafka Chiyuta B'Shchita Kanafka. When you took out the life of the animal, you were doing proper Shchita. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Trefa B'inan. Trefa. This is a trefa. Why? Be'inam ruba b'shchita b'leika. You need the majority. When we say rubo kikulo, so you have to have rova b'kosher shchita. And here, shnei shlish of it was done in the improper way. So, because, right, the case before, shnei shlish, if you did shnei shlish hagrama, then you certainly weren't doing shchita in the proper way. Here, since you kind of, you know, moved, so you end up with an in-between case. But now, in the reverse case, they're both going to flip. Because, right, if you go across the board, according to your thing, then you're going to have opposite. Shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish. Let's say you start off good, well. Then, in the middle, right, when you take out the chayim, you're in the wrong place. Then, you're shochet shlish at the end. So you have rov of a proper shlita, but you also have the tziyat chayim in the wrong place. So Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Kshera, Rabbi Yehuda said it was no good before because you need Rav of Shchita, says this is Kshera because you have Rav of Shchita. So that Rabbi Yehuda also said the name of Rav. But now, pay attention, Atu Shailu al Rav Huna, so then they asked Rav Huna the same question, Amar Lahu Trefa. He says this is no good because again, he goes L'shitato, that the moment of taking out the Chayim is important, and here you're in the wrong place. Now notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say in the name of Rav. He just says, seems to me, based on the logic that I heard from Rav, and I think I heard from Rav anyway, because they both kind of heard from Rav, I would assume this is a trefa. Shama Rav Yehuda Ikpid. Rav Yehuda heard his shita, and he got very angry. Amar, trifna umachshir, umachshirana tarif. When I was matrif, he was machshir, and when I was machshir, he was matrif, right? He called the trefa what I thought was good and reversed. So when Rav Yehuda hears that Rav Yehuda got very angry, he decides to change his mind. And he says, Am Rav Huna, Shapir Kamikbid, it must be he really did get angry. Chada, okay, he retracts his second statement. Not his first statement, that he heard the name of Rav, but his second. He says, Chada, Iushmiale mine de Rav, Va'ana lo shmiali. Right? He's very humble. He says, listen, he said that second statement in the name of Rav, and I didn't hear anything about this from Rav. So maybe he's right. Ve'od. Ha'ika rova b'shchita, and the truth is, right, there is rova b'shchita here, so I guess he's right. Amar le Rav Chista, but Rav Chista comes to support Rav Huna and says, lo tahadarvach, right? Don't go back so quickly on your word. Di'im kein mipsadit la lekamaita, because then you're going to have to retract your earlier statement. If you're saying we go by rova b'shchita, then you're going to say in the first case it was no good, but you claim that you heard that from Rav. So why are you going to go back on your first statement? Hata, my time akam machshart. Why did you say it was muchshar in that case? Tachinafka chiyuta be'achsherach kanafka. Hachanami kinafka chiyuta be'agrama kanafka. In other words, he basically is supporting what he said before, and he said, logically, you seem to be right. In other words, if you disagree with him about what Rav said in the first case, then we can assume that Rav would say the same thing. If you think he said, because it goes by the moment that life went out of the animal, then you should follow that here too, and it should be pasul. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman now comes to Surah Ba'amine. They ask him a question. Shachat, this exact question. Shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish mahu. Okay, so this last question that we had, you do rov of shchita, but when you're in the moment where you take the life out of the animal, it's you're doing it in the wrong place. Mahu. What's going to be the halacha? Amar lehu, now instead of quoting it from Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, okay, maybe quoting from one of them, he quotes from someone else. Lav hainu de Rav Elazar bar Menume, isn't this what Rav Elazar ben Menume said? Da amar Rav Elazar ben Menume, shchita asuya kemasrek kshera. Okay, you can see there's a picture in the back here. Okay, different opinions exactly what a masrek is, but it seems like a zigzag, okay, like a comb is zigzagged. Okay, so basically, if you do a zigzag, he says it's kshera. So what does this sound like? Shachat shlish, right? You're in the, sorry, right, shachat shlish, then he grim shlish for shachat shlish. So that seems to be doing a shchita on a zigzag. But, however, one could say, v'dilma b'mkom shchita. Right? In other words, maybe he meant zigzag if you're in the right place of shchita, not that you zigzag in and out of the right location. So now they answer, b'mkom shchita mai lememra. But what would be the chiddush? If you're saying, if you're within the realm of where you're supposed to be, what's the difference whether you do zigzag or a straight line? So they say, no, there is a difference. Ma'u detema b'inan shchita miforat v'leika. You might need your shchita to be in a straight line. Okay? Some people claim so that it can be seen and that it doesn't look like maybe you went to the wrong place or something, that there might have been a thought that you can't do it zigzag, even within the right location, right? Generally, we think of shchita as a It's a straight line, right? You just do a cut, and that's right. It also seems to be probably less painful for the animal.
And also, it would seem that it would affect the kind of knives that you could use for shlita. If you could do zigzag, then...
Then you could use a knife with nicks while serrated.
Or serrated, I don't know. It just seems to...
necessarily, because you could just take the knife and go up and down. Right. No matter what, you can't use the serrated, because they were always worried you're going to cut the siman before, you know, kind of tear it without cutting it. Okay. Veleika kamashmalan. So you might have thought that it has to be a straight line. So from Rabbi Elazar Bar Yehuda's statement, you learn that it could be zigzag. Yativ Rab Abba Achorei de Rav Kahana. We had something similar to this the other day, but it's going to be a little different. So Rab Abba is sitting out behind Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana, Yativ Rav Kahana, Kamei de Rav Yehuda. So in other words, you have, again, Rav Yehuda's teaching, Rav Kahana is behind him, Rabbi Abba is after Rav Kahana. V'yativ v'ka'amar. Okay? I think it's Rav Kahana who's speaking here now.
He asks Rav Yehuda a question.
Okay. He asks Rav Yehuda a question. So he says, Shachat shlish vihigrim shlish v'shachat shlish. Our same case, mahu. Okay, they all clearly seem to be struggling with what to do with this case. Amar le shchita tok shira. He says that's fine. Higrim shlish v'shachat shlish vihigrim shlish mahu. So then he asks him, what about the opposite case? If you start in the wrong place, you're in the middle at the moment of the real shchita. You're in the right place, and then you do hagrama mahu. Amar le shchita tok psula. Okay, so he seems to be following that you go by the rove, right? In the first, This was the second case. He asked them in the order we had them originally, right? You did a majority of shchita in the first case, so since you did the majority of shchita tok shira, and here, since the majority was bahagrama, shchita to is psula. Shachat bimkom nekev mahu. What if you shecht and it's already partially open there, you know, partially shechted, like not shechted, but there's, you know,
a tear
there. Right. That's fine. Shachat upagabo nekev mahu. So in other words, the first case is like we saw before about the rov kane, where you went, what was the word? It was, what did they call it before? Chatzi kane pagum. Okay? It's where you get there and it's already torn and then you just finish it off. Right? But what if you start shechting, and before you get to the halfway point, all of a sudden, right, the animal just is sort of already, like the windpipe is torn, because it's already torn on the inner part, okay? One is where it's torn on the outer part, and you come along, and then you shecht it at the halfway point. And the other is where before you get to the halfway point, all of a sudden, it's just torn. And then you haven't really performed the moment of shechita. Right? So there's a problem missing there. So he says, Mahu. So Amar Leh Shchitato Psula. He says, this is no good. So Azo Rabbi Abba, now remember, Rabbi Abba was after Rav Kahana, was standing behind him. So he goes, Amar Kameh to Rabbi Elazar. So he goes and he tells this to Rabbi Elazar. Azal Rabbi Elazar, Amra Kameh to Rabbi Yochanan. He goes and tells this to Rabbi Yochanan. You can imagine the scene, right? He said, I can't believe he said this. You know, and they pass it on. Amar Leh Maishna. What's the difference between these two cases? Amar lei shachat bimkom nekev nasa kemisha shachat ovei kochavim begamar Yisrael. If you're shocheted in the place where the nekev is, it's as if a goy started it and then you came along and finished it. Okay, and if an ovei kochavim does that and the Yisrael finishes, that's okay. But shachat upagabo nekev. But if you start shechting and then it gets finished off by this, you know, tear that was there, it's as if, what? The opposite case. Nasa kemisha shachat Yisrael v'gamaro v'kochavim. This sounds very similar, by the way, to Bishul Akum, where if you start, right, there's all these distinctions about what kind of role the Jew has to have. There's machlokot about it. So, according to this, right now we're very mekel, you know, certainly Ashkenazim, that as long as they put on, a Jew puts on the flame, it's fine, but the Gemara had all these different machlokot, which part the Jew had to be involved in. So if the ovei kochavim finishes it, it's a problem. Okay, so that's what he answers him. So, kare ale. Okay, now I have to get the characters. I think it was Rabbi Yochanan who was talking, and I guess Rabbi Elazar says to him?
No, Rabbi was saying it. Who says Rabbi Elazar said.
I see. Rabbi Yochanan said it. So, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yochanan that this would be the difference, and then Rabbi Yochanan calls him, okay, we saw him call Rish Lakish the other day, Gisa Gisa. Now he says, Ovei Kochavim, Ovei Kochavim. Okay? Yeah, he obviously had a bit of a streak in him. Okay, he says, yeah, this is like, you're being ridiculous. Amarava, shap your karia leovei kochavim ovei kochavim. Rava says it was right that Rabbi Yochanan was right to call him that. Bishlama hatam. I understand the first case. Midahava leli Yisrael lemishchat ruba velo shachat kinafka chiyuta biyadad ovei kochavim kanafka. So since the Jew started and then didn't finish, so there, 1 second, because hatam in the case where he does the first.
That would be invalid.
Right. If the Israel starts and then the non-Jew continues and he does the moment of Shechita, so of course that's no good. But, and that's because, and it's in the Ovei Kochav, you're comparing our case where you started the Shechita and then it was torn already to the case where an Ovei Kochavim did it. So in the first case, in the Ovei Kochavim case, the Jew is supposed to do it, he stopped, and the non-Jew finished it up. That's of course a problem. Because the act happened by a non-Jew. But but in our case, michti mishchat shachi mali mkom nekev mali pagabo nekev. He shechted it. He was doing everything he was supposed to do. It just happened. It was torn. So what's the difference? It's torn in the beginning. It's torn at the end. It doesn't really make a difference. Okay. And therefore, he said those two cases aren't comparable at all. And therefore, he thinks it should be fine either which way. Okay. New Mishnah. Now we're going to start comparing shchita and malika. Okay, what's malika? Malika is the way they would shecht the birds in the Beit HaMikdash. When they have birds, they needed to shecht for a korban. And it was the special way the Kohen would take his pinky, and his thumb, and he would actually grow his nail long in order to do this generally. And he would take it on the back of the neck of the animal. He would kind of break the vertebrae, and the neck bone and the vertebrae. And then he would get to the simanim underneath. Today we're going to talk about, does he have to actually break the bone, or can he move the simanim a little bit? You know, the simanim, the assumption is they're movable. You can kind of push them in or out, and maybe you could get to them without having to break the bone. Would that be a good malika or not? Is that like an important part of malika or not? And that happens in the back of the neck, where shechita always happens in the front of the neck, right? Because we don't want you to get to the backbone, because what will happen? The neck bone, you'll mess up your knife. We don't want you to be cutting bones. Remember, we talked about how you got to the shechita and then you might mess up the knife at the end of shechita when you hit the neck bone in the back. Okay? So we're now going to talk about the difference. Hashochet min atzadim, if you shecht from the sides, okay, we assume you have to, there's a bit of a debate what the sides are. Rashi says it's the side of the neck. Okay, if you come from the sides, shchitato kshera, there's a big machloket here, whether we mean this is only b'dieved. Usually shchitato kshera means b'dieved. Some of the Rishonim say this is even lechatchila. You can shecht from the sides. Some people say, no, it's a little more tzar balechayim, and therefore it's only b'dieved it's going to be okay. Different opinions a bit about what is shochet min atzadim. Anyway, shchitato kshera. Hamolek min atzadim malikato psula. So now some of them say the reason why they say shchitato kshera, even though it's lechatchila, those who claim this means lechatchila, because they want to say shchitato kshera as opposed to shchitato psula. So they use that lashon, even though usually it means b'dieved, it's just to contrast it as a foil to the malika. So molek min atzadim, you can't, because you can only do malika from the back of the neck. And we're going to learn not only the back of the neck, but under the back of the neck. Hashochet min ha'oref, the oref is the back of the neck. If you shochet min ha'oref, shchitato psula. Hamolek min ha'oref, malikato kshera. Okay, then it's going to be good. Hashochet min ha'tzavar, shchitato kshera. The tzavar is the front of the neck. If you shech from the front, your shchita is good. Hamolek min ha'tzavar, malikato psula. But if you do malika from, right, they're just basically comparing the two. Shekol ha'oref kasher l'malika, v'chol ha'tzavar kasher l'shchita. Nimsa kasher b'shchita pasul b'melika kasher b'melika pasul b'shchita. Okay, basically the location of one and the other, they're mutually exclusive. My oref, what exactly is the oref? Ilema oref mamash. My iria shochet afilu moleg nami mimul arpo amarachmana velo orpo. So they say when it says oref in the Mishnah here, do they mean really the back of the neck? On the back of the neck, it's usher even to do malika, because it says mimul orpo. Mimul orpo is not the oref. Mimul means facing the oref, okay? Which we're going to learn is under the oref, like adjacent to it, okay? So we're going to explain oref. Mimul means it can see the oref, okay? You're in a place where you can see the oref. That's basically under the neck, okay? So you're not actually supposed to do it right there. You're supposed to do it below. So how could you say oref in the Mishnah? Oref sounds like not mimul orpo. So Ella, my oref, mimul arpo. Okay, so now they say, mimul ha'oref, oref in the Mishnah And that we're now going to say that when the Torah uses the Lashon of Oref, they mean the back of the neck. And when the Mishnah uses the term Oref, they mean Mimul HaOref, which is underneath that area. Kedekatani Seifa, Kol HaOref Kasher LeMilika. Okay, since it says Kol HaOref Kasher LeMilika, it obviously means we're talking about the place where it is, which is under the Oref. Minane Mile, how do we know that Mimul HaPo means under or, you know, facing it? Titana Rabbana, Mimul HaPo. Okay, so now there's a braita that's going to learn it. Mimul or po, mul haro'e et oref. Okay, opposite the area where one can see the oref. V'cheinu omer, v'hu yoshev mimuli. Okay, this is in Bil'am. Okay, v'yishlach malachim al Bil'am ben be'or petorah asher al nahar eretz b'nei amo, likrolo. L'mor, hine am yatza mimitzrayim, hine kisat en aretz, v'hu yoshev mimuli. Meaning, he's in a place where I can see it. Okay? Ve'omer, but that's not enough to prove it, and we'll say in a minute why that's not enough to prove. Ki panu elai oref velo panim. Okay, what does that mean? Right? This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. They turn their backs to me, basically. I see the back of their neck, right? Not their face. So my ve'omer, why do you need both pasukim to prove what my mula oref is? So this is actually pretty obvious. V'chi teima oref gufe lo yadin an hecha, dinei dam mul didei. The first pasuk just said what mul is. Mul is facing, or you can see it. But we don't know what oref is. So you need, no, the first pasuk shows you what mul is. The second pasuk tells you what oref is. So tashma, kipanu alai oref alo panim, michal de oref lahade panim. Okay, so it proves to you that the oref is opposite the face. Okay, right? It's the back of the neck, basically. And then mul teaches you it's not actually the oref itself, but it's below the oref. Ika de amre. No, did I skip? I skipped. Amre b'nei Rabbi Chiya, mitzvah malika machzir simanim la'achorei oref. Okay, this is where I started in the Mishnah. That the mitzvah of malika, he says, is to move the simanim behind the oref. Okay, now what I said is actually not this. Right? I said you could move the simanim, but he's saying the mitzvah is to move the simanim. Okay, so that when you use your thumb there, your nail, you kind of attack the simanim first. Now they're going to discuss this a little bit. Umolek. Ika da'amre af machzir. Some people say, no, he didn't mean the mitzvah is lechatchila to be machzir. It's to tell you that you can even machzir. You don't have to break that neck bone. Okay? That you can even kind of push the simanim outwards so that you can get that without having to break the neck. Ve'ika da'amre machzir dafkan. Some people say, no, he meant machzir dafkan. In other words, there was a machloket about what he meant. Did he mean even machzir or dafka? The mitzvah is to do it with machzir. Umistabra kemanda amar af machzir, and it seems more likely that it is af machzir mimai, that it's either way. Mitekatane hashochet min ha'orf shchitato psula, ha'molek min ha'orf melikato kshera. Because it says there, right, that you're molek min ha'orf and it's kshera. Bi'isal kadatach machzir dafka, ma'iri ha'molek, afilu shochet nami. Even shchita, okay, now we're going to learn something new. If you move the simanim out of the way, you can even come, okay, now there's a bit of a machlok at how they view this, but it sounds like you can even go from behind, because the whole issue of going from behind is we don't want you to get to the neck bone. But if you can move the simanim out, then you can do it in that way. So therefore, you can't say that that's a difference if it's dafka machzir, okay? And therefore, it must be af machzir and not dafka machzir. Elalav shmamina af machzir, okay? Umanitin, and our Mishnah is below a hadar. Our Mishnah, when it says you have to do it from the front, is only if you don't push the simanim out of the way. But in theory, if you can push the simanim out from behind the neck bone and get them kind of to be right there in front of you, then you could actually shecht it even that way. Okay? So.